what you have and what you don't have really comes down to who you are and who God is. Either you know that you are His creature, or you don't. Either you know that He made you out of mercy and out of love with the desire to give you all good things, or you don't. That's the difference. When He comes again in all His glory, Jesus of Nazareth, raised and ascended, to judge the living and the dead, whether or not you will be judged innocent, clean, pure, has very little to do with what you think you can offer Him. If you believe Him to be a hard man, a cruel man, one who judges justly, well, that is what you're going to get. But if you believe Him to be who He is, one who judges with justification, one who loves in order to make things loved, one who doesn't seek you to prove, but seeks to prove to you how much He wants you with Him, well, then that's what you're going to get too. What you have, faith in Jesus, is going to be given even more. A body, a mind, a heart, a soul, purified by Him, with Him, for Him, to Him, and for the rest of the world as well. A life of the world to come, given more and more and more and more. That's who Jesus is, and that's who you are in Him.